we can have certain triggers with certain people, and then those same triggers come from someone else, may not even bother us at all. Hi, I'm David Essel. For 45 years, we've worked with people to help them understand the power of relationships, the challenges of relationships, how to heal relationships, how to choose people in relationships, and so much more. And a lot of individuals that hire me as their counselor, it's all about triggers. You know, saying, David, you know, I get so upset when my husband does this, when my wife does this, when my kids do this. And so where do we start, right? Everyone has triggers. Listen, no one is perfect. So the triggers that your partner has that you don't like, you probably have a few that they don't like. So we have to get to the reality that everyone has triggers and everyone has to learn how to emotionally regulate those triggers. Now, a lot of the triggers come from childhood. Let's say you were a kid and you weren't really listened to by mom or dad, and then your partner is talking to you and you're watching TV and you're not responding at all. That would be a trigger, right? So here your partner is trying to get your attention and talk, and you're just doing what you did as a kid, not paying attention, or you're remembering that when you tried to talk to mom and dad, they didn't pay attention. All of a sudden we have triggers happening. We have individuals that have contacted me because of financial triggers. You know, they never talked before they got married about how much money someone could spend from the joint account. Now, we usually have some kind of limitation, right? We'll have the couple make the limitation. Could be $100. You can spend up to $100 and doing whatever you want. But anything over that, you have to ask your partner. $50, $25, $500, whatever. It all depends on your financial situation, right? But if you don't have that ahead of time, and then you come home and you see that your partner just purchased something for $250 and you freak out. It's a trigger. Now, where do these triggers come from? You know, I mentioned childhood, like if your parents don't listen to you, if you feel put down all the time, maybe your mom and dad or your dad or your mom or your aunt or uncle or grandma or grandpa never really gave you any kind of prompts, never really patted you on the back, never told you you did a good job, always said, well, you got an A, but you should have got an A+. And then you're with a partner that's critical of you, right? Well, it's going to trigger the hell out of you into childhood. So triggers can come from anything. I mean, I worked with a couple once where the wife was so frustrated because whenever her husband chewed gum, he chewed it with his mouth open and it popped. It drove her out of her mind. I mean, she was ready to divorce him, right? So what do we do? What do we do when we have these triggers? Well, I'm going to tell you, here's step one that very few people do unless they're working with me, because not too many people want to actually work to change. We just want to change. We think it should be easy to change. It's not. Very first thing you do, and let's just stay with a partner relationship, write down the triggers from your partner, those things that he or she does that triggers you, that frustrates you, that upsets you. And maybe you'll say, oh, I've told him 1,000 times, whenever you're chewing gum, keep your mouth shut. But he never does. He keeps popping that gum. Then you have to put next to it a rating. Like, how important is this in life? Not how important is it to you. How important is it in life? If you have a good relationship, but they have something they do that just triggers you. They chew gum. Maybe they get up in the middle of the night and they have a bowl of cereal and it wakes you up and all that kind of stuff, right? And that triggers you. Maybe it's because of the fact that they say they're going to be home at 6 and they come home at 6:20 and it triggers you. And we go back into childhood and we say, like, he's 20 minutes late, she's 20 minutes late. Why is that a trigger? And all of a sudden we find out, like one of my clients, when he was 10 years old, he was on a swim team. And many days of the week, his mom, because she was not focused, would forget to pick him up from school. So the swim practice is over at 6. It's pitch black at 8 p.m. at night. He's sitting on the curb for 2 hours. And then she comes up. Well, in his example, if anyone that he's meeting for work or meeting for lunch or meeting for socially is not on time, it triggers him. Why? I just told you why. So let's write down the triggers, right? Let's write down where they came from. Why am I so impatient when he or she does this? Then write down in the scope of life, how important is this? In other words, can I give my partner a break? Can I work on my own triggers? Can I say, oh my God, I'm reacting to my partner because my parents never listened to me? We can go to counseling and we can talk about these things and we can heal them now and not allow them to be a trigger for the rest of your life. I'm David Essel. For 45 years, we have worked with so many people with their triggers and helped them to reverse them, let them go, talk to their partner. Many times in our sessions, the partner will go, God, I didn't really understand. Even though you told me 100 times that you don't like that, you know, it's never bothered me when someone else has chewed gum that loud. I just didn't think it was a big deal. But when they're working with a professional, then they can say, oh, okay, honey, you know what I'll do? When I'm not around you, I'll chew gum and that'll take care of everything. You see, there's solutions to these things. But if we don't take those triggers and come up with a solution, they're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper until they create complete chaos. Don't let that happen. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. Let's work together. Let's figure out what the triggers are. Let's figure out where they came from. And then let's figure out how do we handle them in a really mature, open, and honest way, communicating with our partner all along the way. We also have 5 books at the website, absolutely free at talkdavid.com. So go there. We work with people from all over the world. Because of inflation, we have specials right now going to work with me one-on-one. Everything is at talkdavid.com. Let's take care of these triggers. It makes life so much easier. I'm David Essel. Have a great day.